Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One, two. No, can you take your hood off? Stop being weird. You're being what?
You know the Kermit the Frog memes, eh? Can I just do it like that?
You just take your hood off, just for, please.
Can I just do it like the Kermit the Frog meme?
This is Kunkas's Rifle TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. It's Wembley.
Get more new sponsors.
What?
Get more new sponsors.
Which one do you want?
The Everlast to pay me some peas and net new deals.
Right, listen, I'll talk to Everlast for you, no problem. How are you, first of all?
I'm all right, man. Of course, I'm easy, man. I'm just tired of all the training and fucking deal with you cunts after media stuff. Fucking interviews. I'll just say the same thing, 20 ways of saying the same thing.
Did you just say deal with you cunts?
Yeah.
That's a lovely thing to say, isn't it? For your friend of nearly 11 years.
I know, but still, you're still a media cunt. You're a friend, but media cunt still. You're falling in line with them.
All right, no problem.
You're a special media cunt, though.
A special media cunt, yeah. Okay. So, apart from that, you okay?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah.
You know, everything you push this mic to me, I'm always a bit like, is he going to fucking get in close with it? I'm always a bit like, a bit devious.
What do you want me to do then? We're using a mic system here. Usually, I speak, you
no,
speak.
Because usually fuck with me the mic and Jim pushes it. I'm battle worn now.
So you don't like things in your face, do you?
No. I like to put my things in other people's face though. No, sorry, God. Let's not be silly. Let's try and do it seriously. Let's not be silly.
It's good to see you back, really, because April seems like a very long time ago. And not that I thought that you were ever going to kind of call it a day or anything. I'm just saying that it's good to see you back in the fight week in doing what you do best.
It's not that long ago when you lose it, but it seemed like... I know what you mean, though, but that's what I'm saying. I don't want to spend time at the ring. You got all these experts saying, oh, you should take time, I should do this. You know, time off my balls in your mouth, man, you know. So that's it, you know, back. I was going to get straight back in, try and correct the things. I'm one of those guys, I'm immediate. I don't like to wait about and, you know, I like to be immediately on it, like Sonic.
Let me kind of track back a little while. There was a lot of rumours circulating probably a couple of months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, that you were going to take a fight with Daniel Dubois at the time. That was being heavily linked. Can you just talk about that situation and tell me how close that was or not close to happening?
It was close. I wanted to fight. I was ready to sign, but then Warren heard Fury Joshua and he just dashed the date away straight away. He didn't care about Dubois. He heard Fury Joshua and he thought, fuck that. I'm not putting Dubois. I'm putting White Dubois and then put on Fury Joshua. They had Fury Joshua and they just, you know, I think it was targeted for end of November, early December, I think, December 5th or something. Warren heard Fury Joshua. Fuck that. Gave the date away and then the Fury Joshua fight didn't happen.
But from your perspective, you were prepared to face Daniel Dubois in your kind of first fight back after the Fury loss.
I don't care. I fight anyone, but I was ready to go. Obviously, we was ready to sign. We was ready to sign and then out of nowhere, Joshua and Fury just came in curveball and then Warren was like, hey, listen, we're basically going to do the Joshua feud. We're not going to do White Dubois. That's why Dubois is on the undercard of Fury thing. Even though he's a world champion, he should be doing his own main event. He's still on the undercard because he's not big enough. It's not a big enough draw.
What would have been the benefit of you fighting Daniel Dubois at this stage of your career? Daniel Dubois is not really, you'd call him a prospect anymore, but he's kind of in that kind of stage where he hasn't... he's yet to kind of challenge, apart from obviously the Joyce fight, hasn't challenged any of the top guys yet, which are deemed to be the top guys at world level, which due to his age and his obviously his experience. But for you, at this stage of your career, why were you considering Dubois?
Because he's got the WBA regular title, and I wanted to get right back into title contention and get right back into big fights. I didn't want to waste time and fight some nobodies. And then, you know, I was thinking it's a risk that was worth taking. You know, it's a fight that I believe I would have won.
But in some people's eyes, because you were coming off a loss, it was a risky fight for you to take at this stage of your career, which you can accept?
Yeah, it was. Every fight's a risky fight. Listen, but a lot of these guys are fucking bombs. A lot of these guys sit at home on the computer and just talk shit and type shit on the internet. Oh, yeah, these guys are bombs. That's why they do what they do, and that's why I do what I do, because I'm not scared. I'm not punk. I want to fight. I want to give the fans a good fight. But a lot of these guys that sell this stuff, they're just nerds that live at home and just write shit and talk shit because they ain't got nothing better to do, and they probably smell like shit too. You know? Fucking bad breath a lot.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to come on to Jermaine Franklin in a second. I do want to kind of just track back to April. Listen, I'm not... Don't take this offensively, but there is a perception of you just didn't turn up on the night at Wembley. That's what people perceive. They expected a lot more from you against the fight that you've wanted for several years, the shot you've wanted.
They made me wait too long, man. They made me wait so long it became just still, I guess. Became still, you know, obviously, Fury's a hard fight to prepare for. Not because he's not, because he's fast, he's awkward, or he can punch. No, he's just big. He's big and he's a bit awkward, to be honest. He's awkward because he fights southpaw orthodox, front foot, back foot. So it's a bit awkward. And obviously, I had all different kind of guys in camp. It's a difficult fight to prepare for. And then sometimes you lose the way a bit getting ready for some fights, you know, and then you just turn up and you're not. Yourself, you don't perform to the best of your abilities, you know. And that was one of those nights for me.
I think in that, though, there's where people say, like, Dillian White didn't turn up on that. There's a compliment there because they expected better from you because they know that you are better than what you showed on the night. So there is a compliment in there somewhere, but that was the stage for you to perform and it didn't happen for you that night. But yeah, I mean, we move on from there. But when you look back at that, you see that as well, that there is a lot more that you could have done.
You know, there's a lot of games that have been played and shit, and then obviously they just, you know, obviously, you know, even the ring walk, they sent me around the fucking houses, mate. I was fucking, took me like about 20 minutes to get to the ring, fucking hell, you know. And then waiting for him and stuff, and then he turns up and it took him 5 seconds to get in the ring. You know what I mean? So, but there's a lot of mind games, a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of things wasn't right, and they was fucking me about up until a few days before the fight. Good business from them, bad business for me, you know? And that's, you know.
Any regrets over taking that fight with Fury at that point of your career? Or
No. No regrets. You know, obviously, I trained, I got ready, and I come, and I was willing to fight. I had my moments in the fight. You know, look at the scorecards. I had my moments in the fight, too. You know, it was... But it was always going to be a hard fight. I still believe I can beat you, and I still like a chance to have a rematch, you know? There's a few things that didn't went down in a fight. A few rules were bent, you know, I didn't went down in a fight, you know, but that's neither here nor there, obviously, you know, I got hit with a good punch, but obviously, he blatantly turned, they pushed me over as well, you know, and then I twist up the hole on my ankle and snap 2 tendons in my foot, you know, but that's life. Happens, you move on. You know, I just dropped it. Looked at it and said, oh, I still got a career. I still can fight for the heavyweight title again. So, yeah, why not? Let's move on and let's go.
How did that loss compare to that ones of earlier on in your career against Joshua, the one against Povetkin a couple of years ago? For mentally, for you, how did that defeat compare to those of Povetkin and Joshua?
Every defeat is hard. They all suck. I don't like losing. I'm not a loser. I don't like losing. So, they'll suck, unfortunately. But one thing I've had to get used to in life is loss. You know, I'm always losing people and things and situations. So I sort of adapted to that. So it's bad and it's not bad because it means I can move on from things a lot faster than most people can.
And you believe now that's completely out of your system. And like I said, there's a training situation change, which we'll come on to with Buddy McGirt now. But do you feel like even at this stage of your career, this is another chapter in your career?
Well, you know, people see Saturday night. It's definitely another chapter in my career. You know, I'm someone that's eager to learn, willing to learn. I always want to learn, eager to do better. I always striving to do better. I want to do better. I'm very competitive. I always trying to compete with these guys. I don't care what no one says about me, what they think. I don't really care, to be honest. So I'm always trying to drive myself to do better. I'm always trying to be better. So, yeah, it's definitely another assault in the heavyweight division.
Why was it Jermaine Franklin? And you were linked with quite a few opponents prior to that. But why Jermaine Franklin?
He's undefeated. He's got a better ranking. And he was the one that's talking the most shit. And none of those other guys was willing to step up, and he stepped up. So credit to him and respect to him for doing that. And it's dangerous. To defeat an undefeated heavyweight is very dangerous. Very dangerous thing to do. And he said so, and they believe he can beat me. I don't know if he genuinely believe it, but he's saying it. His coach is saying that they're going to kill me and do this and destroy me. And I don't know, man. He was just saying some wild stuff, man. I had to smack one of his guys, man. Say, shit, man. Smack the shit out of you, man.
Let's come on to that. Today, obviously, at the press conference, you were in a face-off situation with Jermaine Franklin, which would have been now to your left, would have been his promoter, Dimitri Salita.
I haven't seen shit, but his guys was doing a lot of talking. Dimitri and fucking Bozo, whatever. Bozo, what's his name? Bozo Jesse or Jesse Bozo, whatever his name is. Fucking, you know. He was talking shit, and the other guy was talking shit, but Jesse was too far, so I smacked the closest one to me, and it was Dimitri. But Jesse and Jermaine Franklin's a punk, I didn't do shit, you know. If I'm with Eddie and someone smacked him, I saw my guy was fighting, I would defend him. Simple as that. Even though, you know, I would defend him, I'll back it, you know.
Dimitri, did you push him first?
Yeah, I smacked him. He was talking shit, I just smacked him. I slapped him, I didn't push him. I slapped him and his little hat went flying. You know, I felt bad though, because I don't want to disrespect his religion or anything, but I smacked him and his little hat just went flying. And then he sort of done some little girly push and went into the security. And, you know, he was talking rubbish. So these guys have to remember, listen, I'm cool, I'm relaxed, I treat everyone with love and respect and prosperity. But when you start, I don't mind. If you got something to say it to my face. Don't hide in the background. I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. I smacked the shit out of him. You know, he got smacked like my bitch. You know, his cheeks felt like someone's ass cheeks, man.
Disgusting.
Was like,
you're disgusting.
His cheeks made it sound.
Make it clap.
Yeah. His cheeks was clapping. And he deserved it, because he's been talking shit since Wallin as well. He's always talking shit. You know what he said to me yesterday? Come up to me randomly. I don't even know the guy. Come up to me randomly and go, hey, do you know who I am? You know what my name is? I said, get the fuck out of here. How am I supposed to know who you are? I don't know you, a motherfucker. But I didn't really know who he was. Sorry, I got a little bit of American. I said, man, fuck out of here. I said, I don't know the fuck you are, bitch ass. And he goes, oh, okay. I thought you know I'm a Dimitri Salita. I was like, and? What you want, motherfucker? I was like, why are you telling me? I was like, all right, bye, have a nice day, and just walked off. So I think he was a bit offended from that as well, because I didn't know who he was. He just looked like another Jewish guy to me. I thought maybe it was I thought it was a rich Jewish guy coming to give me some money, man. I thought it was coming to say, yeah, I'm a sponsor. So I was like all excited. And he goes, I'm Dimitri Salita. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Dillian, do you think there is a little bit from Dimitri Salita from the fallback of the Otto Wallin fight not happening?
Dimitri Salita is an asshole. When the Wallin fight got made, he went and brought a brand new Bentley. And then the money didn't come in, so he's pissed. Seriously, he went and brought a brand new Bentley and then the money didn't come in. So he's thinking, fuck them. You know, that's what he was thinking. I was like, bro, relax, bro. I got injured. What am I meant to do? What, go in the fight with an injury? You know, a general injury. Things happen. So, well, I don't know. These guys are wild, man.
Because there are people out there that think that you pulled out that fight because of the Fury fight coming up. That you didn't.
I pulled out of their mum, man. That's why I met their dad, because I pulled out of their mum, man.
Because of the Fury fight was looming, you didn't want to take any risks. There is a perception of that's the case why that Otto Wallin fight didn't happen.
I told you. I pulled out their mum. That's why I'm not their father, man. But no, it's like this. I didn't pull out nothing. At the time when the Wallin fight, before the Wallin fight was pulled, me and Fury was never going to happen. The Fury fight, it was a quick turnaround. It came out of nowhere, literally. I had the injury. I had to even start training quick because I was like, okay, I'm resting this injury. I was like, oh, shit, got to get moving. It's like this. The Fury fight, not even you didn't know it was going to happen. You normally know
it. There were 6 months in between that, by the way, just so everyone knows. There was maybe 7 months in between that.
Then the Fury fight that's got made like that, it came out of nowhere. You understand? But these guys are stupid, man. I get paid to fight. One more turn of money, I'll get even more money. So what am I? And then I got time to fight, rest, and go again. So shit. But these guys, people, a lot of guys don't understand. A lot of people talk rubbish and just people just. All these guys do is talk shit, man. I just learned to ignore it, man. They just talk shit. All these people do is, you pull out this, I pull out that. I told you, I pull out is their mother. That's not their father. That's all I pull out of, man.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, obviously, I know you're very, very focused on getting the job done this week on Saturday here at Wembley. Mm-hmm. And nothing really matters apart from you getting that job done this week.
Mm-hmm.
But again, for you, for next year, Eddie Hearn's spoken a lot about this potential fight with Anthony Joshua. He's even said to Jermaine Franklin that if he's to beat you, then he will definitely land that Anthony Joshua fight, which is great incentive, obviously, for Jermaine Franklin.
It probably would. Let's see if we're boxing up. Maybe I shouldn't chew gum while I talk. Like that guy said, I mumble. Maybe I shouldn't chew gum and speak.
It's all right, mate.
Can you understand me when I speak?
Yeah.
I'm just checking. I'm saying the same wavelength, baby. But no, it's like this. I've learned to focus one fight at a time. This is heavyweight boxing. You don't know what tomorrow's going to happen. I might beat Franklin. And then the Joshua fight, Joshua might not be ready till 6 months after. I'm not going to wait around for that. Joshua might have an easy option for a comeback fight. If I put Franklin's light out in the first two rounds, Joshua might think, I don't fancy that. I might need a warm-up fight first. You understand? Now everyone's got the same mindset as me, and that's what people need to appreciate. I fight anyone. I risk it all the time, you understand? So I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Franklin. And after we see what happens after that, man. One thing I learned is don't bank on what's promised in the division. Bank on what you sign and what you negotiate and what you're getting. That's what every division is, just bank on that.
But after this weekend, is your number one target that rematch, long-awaited rematch with Joshua?
My number one target is these nuts in your... sorry. I said these nuts in your mouth, but we're doing a normal interview, so there's no nuts in anyone's mouth. When he keeps zooming in my face, bro, I can see he's zooming in.
No, I'm trying to get the picture right. It's fine, don't worry.
Someone's knocking the door. What I'm going to say to you, my number one target is anyone in the top 10 guys, man. I just want to fight the best guys. And that's it. If it's Joshua, it's Joshua. If it's Wilder, it's Wilder. If it's Fury, it's Fury. If it's Usyk, it's Usyk.
But I'm asking you specifically about Anthony Joshua.
Fuck you want me to say? Yes?
Well, just if that's your primary target I'm after this weekend.
Silva is the biggest fight. There is some me after, motherfucker. Shit. I'm not your woman. You don't need to force anything on me, buddy.
Excuse me?
I'm not a woman.
What are you talking about? Eddie Hearn's also said about him having loose conversations with Wilder's team about that fight as well. That's something that still interests you?
Eddie Hearn haven't delivered me Wilder until this day. I don't think he's going to do it anytime soon because he ain't delivered Wilder to this day. So I don't think he's going to do it anytime soon. I think Eddie and Wilder's people got some beef because of all the name calling and all of that stuff. I think it may never happen. We may never see me versus Wilder, maybe Joshua versus Wilder. Maybe, because
people... I understand that people completely.
People take things personally what Eddie says and do. I don't. I just pull him up and that's it. Say something I don't like, I'll pull him up. People don't take it personally. He's a businessman and that's why he's one of the best... That's why he's the best promoter in the world at the minute because he knows what to say and how to get numbers and how to get the bell and the phone ringing. He knows.
How is your relationship with Hearn currently?
It's the same to me. We don't speak so much anymore. But obviously, he speaks more to my team than me, really, because I just compete, run off into the night, hide out in the forest with my dogs and that, and then just come back and compete. That's what I do. You notice you never see me around unless I'm fighting or I've actually got something I need to do. That's it. I just show up, do my thing, do my work, run off, come back, work if I need to work or my fighters are fighting or do something. I don't like being in the limelight and like hanging around and sucking people off and stuff. I don't do that. You know, I hate being around celebrities and famous people and athletes and stuff like that.
Who would you say your most famous friend is?
Coogan Cassius.
Yeah?
From AFL TV.
Well, I'm the most famous person you know or friends with.
The most famous person I know.
I like that, yeah. I'm not famous, but yeah, it's nice.
I know a lot of guys. I know a lot of people, but I don't know. I know loads of guys. Cross sports, MMA, boxing, I know some.
Yeah, who's the most famous person in your phone book?
Oh, man. Jack Nicholson.
Shut up.
I got Jack Nicholson's number, bro. Why do you believe me?
What, are you talking about the golfer or the actor?
The actor. I got his number, bro.
I don't believe that.
Bro, I got Jack Nicholson's number, bro.
Why would Jack Nicholson's number be in your phone?
I'm going to show you his number. Oh. Oh, let me get the number. Wait, I'm trying to find it. Oh, let me find this number. See? What? I got his number. You didn't believe
me. You actually have?
Yeah, I got his number.
Well, I don't know. That could be your... I don't know.
Somewhere. I got his number. I do.
I didn't see what you were doing there.
Nothing, bro. Exactly.
How did you know Jack Nicholson? This is really weird and random.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Alright. Okay.
I got Idris Elba's number 2.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. That one, yeah, I can see you and Idris being friends, but you and Jack Nicholson.
I got Jason Statham's number 2.
No, you haven't.
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm not sure if it's still Rick's, or what is it?
You're in good company then.
No, I'm not. I don't like hanging out with people. They suck.
What do you think about this fight with Chisora and Tyson Fury?
You know what, man? I'm not even hating on Tyson Fury, I swear down. I just hope Derek wins, man. He sort of deserves it, doesn't he? You know, the man's been through a hell, lived in hell. I'm back, you know. He's walked the long road. Hopefully he comes out to Hotel California tonight. You know. Been a long road.
People are half writing Chisora off in the eyes of the public, etc. Complaining about the fight, etc. But
boxing fans can't be about every fucking thing. Who else was he going to fight? If he fought Manuel Chao, they would have been crying. Manuel Chao was the reserve. But they would have been crying. Who else is he going to fight at this notice? Derek was already training. Derek started training because he's a war horse. And he's brave. I got a lot of respect for Derek. You know, I got a lot of respect for him, man. And he's brave. The guy's brave. The guy's had, almost else he's got 12, 13. And he's come back from everything. It's not easy, bro. And he's back in the top. He's been in the top 10 for years and been hanging around it for years. Had a good win. Also, he's beaten someone who's got a victory over him. Deserve it. Deserve everything he gets.
Yeah. Have you spoke to him recently?
Yeah, I think. Oh, when did I speak to him? Let me see what we last said. Let me see. Well, let's speak to him. It's good though to be at peace and be cool with him considering our relationship and all the stuff that's gone on between me and him, you know. It's good. But Derek's always been all right, to be honest, you know. He's all right. Just that when you're fighting him, you know, once you're the enemy, then you're the enemy, you know. You know, I understand. Oh, there you go.
Amigo, how are you feeling, my brother?
See, nice guy.
It's good to have you back in the ring, my friend.
See, he's a really genuinely nice guy, and then my reply to him was, I'm all good, brother. Thank you very much, man. I'm trying. God bless you, brother. All things with you. You know? And that's it. You know, it's a good luck, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. Derek's a strange guy. But he's also a cool guy as well. He's a strange guy, obviously. Freaks. It can be a bit weird at times and a bit. I think it's when he's fighting sometimes the nerves do that to him, you know? And people understand. Being a heavyweight is something... You know the dangers you can do. You know the dangers that can be done to you. So it gets you an edge, man, sometimes, you know. I see the AJ lost his mind. It's pressure. It's so much pressure and so much stress, you know. Mind's gone. But where did it go? I don't know. His mind is just evaporated.
What were you doing there? Sorry.
I was just playing out what's going on. Joshua said, my mind's gone. Gone, I tell you. But where did it go? I don't know. That's what he was thinking.
How much do you think these two losses to Usyk have affected him?
A lot, but I think he will still come back. He's still top five heavyweight. And he may even win the heavyweight championship again.
Let's meet your top five heavyweights currently in the world.
Me, Fury.
Usyk?
I don't know about the whole Usyk
thing. Sorry, I said Usyk, yeah.
I don't know about the whole Usyk thing, man. He's fucking... He's beaten AJ twice, but he haven't really beaten anyone else, really. I haven't really... Okay, beaten Derek Chisora as well. All right. Well... Usyk, Fury, Usyk.
Are these in order?
Yes.
Okay.
The fuck you want me to put myself in the bottom, motherfucker? Huh?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm asking. No, I'm just saying, are you putting these in order? Yeah.
Bloody say bloody whore in it. Put bloody in, bloody in it.
No. Well, you would put yourself.
The fuck you want me to do?
Yes, I bloody number five in it. Fucker the hair. But, yeah. Yes, five, look. One, no, two, three, four, there's five.
Right, so yourself, Tyson Fury, Usyk, Joshua, Wilder.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect.
Where's Joe Joyce in this? Joe Joyce seems a problem.
This is sort of like...
But he seems a problem for anyone.
He's a problem, but he's sort of like still sort of in his own zone, isn't he? No one really cares about what he does, sort of thing. He's a problem. Definitely a problem, but no one really seems to care. He can win all the titles and no one will really care. He can win the heavyweight champion of the world and no one will really care, really, does he? But in boxing, people know that he's a danger. No disrespect, Joe. I don't want you to start doing videos calling me names and stuff. Just take it easy, man. Just tell the truth, man. You're boring, son. Shit. Boring, man.
Okay. Your prediction for Gorman and Fabio Wardley?
Gorman gets knocked out inside 6-7 rounds. He'd be good early. He could sort of be a few problems early. But I just think he's not as... I think Fabio is younger, sharper. I don't even know Gorman's age, but I think maybe he's younger, sharper.
What happened there? Have you got any lights in there?
Nope.
You must have.
Find them then. There's a light switch over there. Try and see. I don't fucking...
Can you hold the mic and just keep them in the zone?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Oh shit, there's no light. I'm sure I sing for you guys. Hey little birdie. Hey little birdie. Blah 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 blah. Bro, you're attacking in a fucking federal country, bro.
What?
You're using the light in your phone to do the interview.
Is that one run out?
Because you're fucking cheap. Why don't you have 2 batteries?
Because I'll tell you what I did.
You got all this fucking money and you come here with the fucking cheap equipment.
Well, I had it all charged up ready last night. I waited 7 hours for you.
You went and done 10 fucking interviews today and fucked it up. Then you come here with your fucking off fucking fuck.
Okay, you were talking about Gorman.
You might as well light a fucking candle, bro. Just light a candle. Let's do it by fucking candlelight. You fucking tosser.
Ooh.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
So that's your prediction for that fight?
I think Fabio stops him in 7. I just think Fabio has to be too sharp, too young and too hungry, you know? And it's the first of Fabio, second time for Gorman. I think Fabio is just... I think Fabio is going to be a world champion, man. I think these guys are just major tests for him. I think he'll be a world champion. I think Gorman's just another name in his belt.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, just a couple more. What is your opinion on Jake Paul?
I don't know. I ain't got no opinion. Why would I have an opinion? The guy is doing his thing. He's making money. He's a young kid. He's doing his thing. So I ain't got no opinion on him. And well done to him and congratulations and all this other stuff.
What is your opinion on me?
You're a good guy. I know you more than what people see behind I hear behind the camera. You're a good guy. You've always been there for me in the tough times and the good times. When there's losses, people bonding you for interviews, you know, you've actually said, no, I'm not going to interview. I'll let you go home, relax, regroup. You've always supported me as well. So I think you're a decent guy. I think you're a good guy, you know. And I know a lot more about you than what most people do. So I know you're a good guy. You're a decent guy. I think you're all right, mate. But I just think you're taking the fucking piss in this fucking interview with a fucking torch on your phone. Have me out here looking like a fucking...
All right, I'll tell you what. Just keep them in the zone for 1 second.
This guy is a fucking tosser. Kugan Cassius, all that stuff I said earlier is not true. He's a piece of shit. Here we go, what?
That's better. Look, there's your little face with your little fucking weird haircut. There we go. Do you know what? I knew you was going to snap today as well.
Why?
Because you brought back this fucking, whatever this haircut is. When you bring back this taxi driver haircut, yeah? Oh, I knew something was up.
There was nothing. I reckon it's not. I was easy, but these guys, you got these fucking tramps. Fucking, you know, homie looks like he fucking barfing his piss. You know, fucking, you know, he was talking shit. I was like, calm the fuck down, fucking granddad. Fuck out of here. Go take your fucking diabetes medication, motherfucker. Billy Joe.
Go on.
You know, go take your fucking diabetes medication. Out here talking shit. But I get it, though. His man's not a talker and he thinks he's helping by building the fight. But he, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't like him people. I don't like sneaky, slap people. If you got something to say, come face me and say it. Then we got an option. Either we go at it, or I respect it, I shake your hand and say, you know what, that's your opinion, leave it alone. But fucking, and these guys, I met them before, and when I was putting heat in them, they weren't saying shit, but now they are, it's press conference, there's all the security here, so I'm going to beat my gums up. Fucking bozo, man. Saying, oh, like, I'm like, oh, whatever, man. You know, I do sometimes talk lazy because I'm tired. Sometimes I'm just like, I do. I know it. I always get told, hey, speak properly, open your mouth. But I do it. You know, my family's always saying, but I'm tired. They don't understand. I never stop grafting, bro. 24 hours, I'm working. If I'm not working, I'm doing something at the house, or I'm training my dogs, or I'm with my kids, or I'm always doing something. You understand? I never really have a fight. If I go on holiday, my phone's not start ringing, bro. I got 3 phones for a reason, bro. There's always something going on. I'm always trying to do something. I'm trying to get something. I'm a go-getter, man.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate your time as always. Mm-hmm.
You kind of fucked up the whole interview, to be honest.
How did I fuck it up? What are you talking about?
I feel like kicking the camera over, to be honest. I feel like just fucking kicking it over and just fucking... I can't believe you came here with a fucking light that died halfway through. You're fucking appalling. I bet this is not me if I did fucking... I don't even know. What channel is a rival channel to you now?
Like, what are you doing right now? You threatened to smash my camera up. Now you're slagging off my channel. Anything
What's
else?
What's your rival channel? Who's your rival?
DWTV.
There's no one to rival Coogan FLTV.
I didn't say that. There's a lot of good rivals out there, and good luck to them all.
There's no one, bro. Everyone's at least 4 or 5 years behind you, bro. No one. Don't matter what interview this. Bro, you've been securing the bag for years, bro. Securing real good, solid content. It's not up and down. It's just solid for years. These guys can compete with that. You got the guys when there was... A lot of guys changed. I'm the same. I don't talk as reckless as I used to. But you got the guys when the guys was... You understand? These guys just got the fabricated version of these guys.
Yeah. I think there's something nice you just said about me, a compliment there somewhere.
You know, I have to lead you on a bit and then, BAM! Right in the kisser.
Why are you moving your pelvic area like that, you weird, weird man?
I'm not moving my pelvic area.
You are. People couldn't see that. You can deny it, but you were doing some weird pelvic thrust.
I was just saying right in the kisser, bro. I wasn't doing hip thrust, bro.
Right. I need you to do one more thing before we finish.
You used to watch KSI's videos back in the day.
KSI?
Yeah, when he used to do sketches.
Yeah.
Check out Rape Face, KSI Rape Face. That's funny as fuck. He used to do this thing, he was Rape Face at the end of this video. It's funny. Funny guy.
I don't know what that is.
How come you have about Jake Paul and asking about KSI? You a snake. KSI is British. Fuck Jake Paul.
All right.
Yeah, you asking about Jake Paul and not KSI. That's rude.
What is your opinion on KSI?
I don't want to talk about KSI now.
See, now you're being weird.
Why?
I've just asked you because of a question that you kind of then put to me.
Is it because Jake Paul is white?
What?
Is it because... Is it because KSA is black?
What are you talking about, you strange fellow?
I'm just wondering because you didn't ask about KSA. Why do you ask about Jake Paul?
I didn't ask you about a lot of people.
Yeah, but KSA...
Yeah, I like KSI.
Yeah, Jake
Paul. I'm fully aboard, like, KSI, what KSI's
is,
done.
He's our YouTube boxing guy. Right. He is our
so
guy.
So what is your opinion about him now?
I ain't going to say shit. Your friend, you was being objective as a journalist. You meant to be non-objective as a journalist. Are you classing yourself a journalist? Or?
No, I'm definitely not a journalist.
What are you?
I'm just a man that sits here and talks to people like you.
You know what, Ray? You need me to ask money. You still keep it quite basic with the old school camera. And I thought you'd have gone. You got a
old school camera.
You got the Gucci and the Louis and the this and the that. But you just got the standard Amazon Prime Canon camera. You're moving mad, son.
The standard Amazon Prime Canon camera.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. When you buy off Amazon, they can all listen to Amazon.
Okay. Well, Dillian, thank you very much for your time. Mm-hmm. Much appreciated. We will definitely speak to you after your fight. I'd like to one day get you on my podcast.
You in podcast now?
Yep.
Bro, why are you trying to...
Are you doing a podcast? Does it offend you? What's up?
No, I'm just saying because you're trying to clean up... You know what, my man? You know what, my man? You're just trying to make this money, man. It's cool. You didn't.
What's wrong with me doing a podcast? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Just give me one reason.
I'm just one reason.
I
respect your drive and your. If you become a boxing promoter, then I'll fight in your show. Yeah. I'll tell you and go.
All right. That might happen in the near future. Sorry.
Stop smoking, mother. Smoking all these fags. Fucking. Why do you smoke? I have a genuine question. Why do you smoke?
Give me a good.
I don't smoke anymore.
Let me see what's in your pocket. All right, bye. Bye.
Dillian White, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Best of luck on Saturday, live on DAZN.
Ciao.
And we'll catch you after your fight.
Respect.
Sports Social Podcast Network.